Hello, welcome to Chinesey. Today we want to talk about calm in Chinese. We have the Mr. Calm, Michael Atom Smith. Michael, he's the co-founder of calm.com. Another thing about him, he created an amazing children's characters, Moshi Monsters. Hi, Michael, 你好.
Hello, very nice to be here.
Mr. Calm.
Yes, it used to be Mr. Moshi.
I know.
Now I'm Mr. Calm.
I know. I used to know you as a Mr. Moshi, and now you're Mr. Calm.
Two very, very different experiences. Mm-hmm. Moshi was a wonderful, incredible roller coaster of a journey, and it's still going. Mm-hmm. And Moshi is coming out now for a whole new generation. But I'm very excited about mental health and mental fitness. I think it's a huge, hugely important area in the world. And Alex Chu and myself created this business called Calm. And we want to spread calm for a very stressed out world.
Right. After you had too many monsters in your life, you created millions of them. And hundreds of millions of children, they enjoyed playing Moshi Monsters.
Yes, tens of millions. Yeah. And we made books and movies and toys. And there was a very important educational element.
Sure.
So, very exciting project.
Yeah. And then now you are into something more profound.
Well, I think it's different is what I would say. And I think calm is this state of mind that is now more important than ever. You know, we lead these always on accelerated, fast paced lives with our smartphones. And we believe that being calm helps us become better leaders.
Yep.
It improves our relationships. Yep. It lowers our blood pressure. We sleep better, all these benefits. And so we created an app that has 10 million downloads, and we're finding many ways to help people become more calm in their lives.
That's incredible. You know, I downloaded Calm, the app, before I realized that you were the person behind it.
Oh.
After knowing you for so many years, I've been using it, and I've been telling my friends, this is an amazing app, you must download it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's incredible how fast it's been spreading. By word of mouth, almost all our downloads have come from word of mouth, which is a really good signal.
Right, yeah. People are quite keen to find the tranquility
in
their mind.
A little more equanimity, a bit more perspective, a bit more balance.
Yeah, it is. And tell me, Chinese are very good at that.
Are they?
Yeah, they used to be.
They're getting more stressed, aren't they?
They get really stressed. And then especially now, a lot of progress and requirement, all the things. If you go to China, everything is all moving. Everything is moving fast. But the ancient Chinese people, let's learn from them first.
Let's do it.
Okay. Right. The way to say calm in Chinese, we say jing.
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 Yeah, it's only one word. Jing.
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 Perfect. And then it's the fourth tone, so we go down as if we are not that quiet, as if we are not that calm, a bit angry sound. Jing.
Jing.
Spot on. That's incredible. Jing.
Jing.
That's it. And the character, originally was quite interesting. That was actually color blue and color green. The symbol together was to show the balance, beautiful color coordination.
Fascinating. I never knew that.
Yeah, and
blue is a very tranquil, calming color.
It's
the brand color of calm.
Yeah.
So it's amazing to hear.
Yeah, and the green turquoise color, that was also the color of the nature as well. So it's a calm color coordination. And nowadays, this character no longer represent the colors. Now we just only use that to describe something very calm and, of course, somewhere very quiet as well. Jing.
Jing.
Jing, perfect.
Jing.
Yeah. And then to describe someone meditate, we just add heart at the end of jing. So we say jing xin.
Jing xin.
Jing xin.
Jing xin.
Yeah. And xin means heart. And the character originally is like a shape of the symbol of the human heart. It looks just like a heart, a bit graphical.
Wow.
And now the character evolved into three little dots on top of like a shape of the bottom of the human heart. Xin.
Xin.
Xin is heart. So jing xin is quiet your heart. That means meditation.
That's beautiful.
Jing xin.
Jing xin.
Yeah. And of course, meditation in ancient China, that was all from India. And then, of course, originally from Buddhism, and later on Taoism, they also have similar practice. And when Buddhism branch went to Japan, they have different type of Zen Buddhism. So they all have different type of practice. And a general one is they sit there not moving. just like a lot of people do here as well. And so instead of saying 静心, some people also say 静坐. 坐 means sitting down there.
Oh, okay.
So sit down, 静坐.
So they mean similar things?
Exactly the same thing. It's almost interchangeable. Some people, they prefer using 静心. Some people, they use 静坐.
静坐.
坐. 坐 means to sit down. Like what we are doing now in the studio, we sit here, 坐.
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 Yeah, so 静坐.
静坐.
静坐. I know it's quite interesting when you go to your office every day, you have the meditation session.
Yes.
Before you start working.
Every morning, the whole team comes together mm-hmm. and we do a daily calm session.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit like what you're doing. There's a new one every single day.
Yeah.
So you meditate, but you also learn something new. You get something inspirational. And so I think maybe one day we should do a daily calm on the Chinese word for calm.
We should do that. That would be awesome. I would love to do that with you.
Great.
Yeah. And then did you find that group meditation more powerful, or sometimes you prefer doing individual one?
I think it's a little bit of both. There's something really special about meditating in a group, and especially with your work colleagues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to kind of set everyone's, set the day up right for the whole team rather than coming in rushed and stressed from your transport into work. So, but also it's much easier to meditate on one's own, throughout other times when you can't be with your work colleagues.
And then when you do meditation, I know you do that and I do that as well. And sometimes I do guided. Sometimes I just do it on my own.
Yes.
And
so meditation is not easy to learn. You know, mm-hmm. it's very difficult to sit down and kind of practice for a beginner, which is why we felt the guided meditations would be very valuable, and people love those. We have a brilliant teacher in Toronto called Tamara Levitt, who creates all the content and is the voice of Calm. So she's been a very inspiring teacher for the Calm audience.
I can imagine her voice now because I listen to her so much.
So soothing and relaxing.
Yeah, yes.
She's wonderful.
Yes. Right. Okay, so let's practice again. 静.
静.
静, that means calm. And then meditation. 静坐.
静坐.
Yeah, 静坐 is sitting down quietly. And 静心.
静心.
静心 is your calm heart.
I love that. I think the symbolism of that is beautiful. So
thank you so much, Michael, for joining us. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today we talk about calm. It's 静. And of course, now people hear about Calm, they know that's the awesome app that you can download everywhere. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见!